In Guatemala, where we're going next, driving a bus can be lethal. Corruption, crime, and poverty have led to deadly competition among rival bus owners and have also fueled an extortion racket. Armed gangs demand bribes from the drivers, and if they don't pay up, they're dead. More than 70 drivers have been killed already this year in Guatemala, and the problem is especially bad in the capital, Guatemala City. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
In Zona Cuatro, on the northwest edge of Guatemala City, Persida Aguirre is waiting for the number 70 bus, one day after a driver on the line was assassinated behind the wheel. Aguirre is terrified of the public buses, but she doesn't have a car, and she says it's the only way to get around. We have to ride the buses, but it makes you nervous, she says. You don't know if you're going to return or if you're not going to return. The only thing you can do is put yourself in the hands of God. The day before, three men in a Toyota Corolla pulled up alongside the number 70 bus and shot the driver repeatedly in the head. On the same day, another driver on the number 70 line was assaulted, and a 25-year-old driver on a different line was also killed. Aguirre says the situation on Guatemala's buses is out of control.
Porque si le disparan al piloto, imagínese, no sabe uno dónde va a parar.
If they shoot the driver, just imagine. You don't know what's going to happen, she says. And if you get robbed, that's another story. If you don't have anything to give them, that's bad. She says the robbers might even get nervous and shoot you. Police say that so far this year, more than 70 bus drivers have been murdered behind the wheel in Guatemala. This in a country of less than 14 million people. Guatemala is a graveyard for old American school buses. Aging bluebirds painted blood red rattle over Guatemala's roads. The long, boxy vehicles cough out clouds of thick black diesel exhaust. Despite being the primary form of public transportation, Guatemala's bus system is a chaotic, fiercely competitive enterprise. Drivers rent the vehicles by the day, and they get to keep whatever proceeds are left after paying for fuel, protection, and a meager salary for a fare collector. The faster you go, the more money you make. And why stick to your route if you can veer off and poach your rival's passengers? Or you could literally just kill your competition.
Aquí hay una mafia muy fea, en donde incluso...
This is a really ugly mafia, says Edea Guerra, the head of a local bus riders union. It's said that some of the bus owners are so vicious that they'll kill their rivals or anyone who discovers their illicit businesses. The owners of the buses get millions of dollars each year from the government to provide public transportation, but Guerra says there's no oversight to make sure the subsidized buses are safe or charging the standard rate or even operating on their assigned route. In addition, local gangs extort protection money, or la renta, from drivers who pass through their territory. 24-year-old Luis Enrique Chavac, who's been working as a bus assistant for 6 years, says drivers are scrounging just to make enough to eat. But he says drivers can't get away without paying la renta to the local street gangs. If they don't pay the protection money, he says, they can't work. And it's those drivers who suffer, because if they don't pay, the gangs will kill them. The municipal government in Guatemala City is trying to change the system. The city's replacing some of the old school buses with clean, new, articulated ones. The new vehicles have dedicated lanes on fixed routes. But most importantly, passengers pay at a kiosk before they get on. The drivers carry no cash, and thus they don't have to worry about getting robbed, extorted, or shot. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Guatemala City.